Okay, guys, here it comes. It's the Grim Lord, and we are back with Lady Death. Let's go ahead and get through Between Heaven and Hell. Looking forward to this for sure. Once this place was hell, Lucifer's domain, but she changed all that. Against insurmountable odds, a woman once named Hope and renamed Death rose up against the father of all evil and prevailed. She transformed hell into the endless graveyard, the nexus of all things, a gateway to infinite dimensions. How brightly it shines, how crystal clear. How unlike how I've felt of late. I've been plagued by nightmares, and each one I'm losing control of my surroundings. Is this my fate, to go mad as I reign in hell, or do I have an unseen enemy? Below is the River Styx. One may drown an enemy there and force the truth from them. If only all things were so simple. I'm not even sure I have an enemy. Maybe I am losing control. Damn it all. I do not know. She rules here totally, absolutely, mercilessly, and without question. She is the queen of all that is, dead and dying, the unconquerable, unforgettable Lady Death. Okay, 3,361 years ago, a very long time ago, in a secluded palace miles from the Imperial Egyptian Empire, a woman of darkness, tired of mortal blood, tempts fate. Yes, that's it. Dance, dance, my lovelies. In a mad dance of sensual ecstasy, they cannot resist. The peasants writhe like puppets with the ebb and flow of the arcane flames. My will is not my own. She controls me. She sees into my thoughts. Oh, there's more. My bad, guys. No. I'm reading it right. Hear me, father of all evil. Come, I offer you all of me. Come to me. Take me, destroyer of paradise. Ravage me. Oh, there he is. I've watched you, child. Your blood courses with darkness, a darkness few mortals ever know. And your legacy of brutality, I find it appealing. After all this time, you've answered my call. Lucifer, father of the fallen angels, take me. Very well. I will give you what you want. I will give you hell! Deep within the fetid bowels of hell lies the city of Dis. Remember that from Dante? It is Lucifer's kingdom, where all things horrible and misbegotten reside. Enamored with the dark child, Lucifer has her prepared and sent to his chamber. Man, she's got a 1, 2, 3, 4, she's got 8-pack. I'll be damned. I am yours, Lucifer. No, let's try this again. I am yours, Lucifer. I am yours! Yes, that's right, immortal one. Let your desires lead you.
Indeed.
Yes, come closer, so I may show you my appreciation.
How dare you, wench!
Swack! Yes, I dare! I'm tired of thin mortal blood, and now that I've tasted yours, it's everything I dreamed it to be. I won't relinquish.
What shall I do with this creature? She is mad, to be sure. I could destroy her easily, but she is offspring of the fallen angels. He resists.
No, that's different. He resists, his heart racing, the blood. Oh, the blood! His turmoil makes the blood more powerful, more intoxicating. I've never known such ecstasy, such power! More, please, I must have more!
I must admit, I admire her spirit. Be gone, my dark and venial beauty! I banish you through the nexus of all things to Necropolis, free to pursue your dark destiny. Farewell, my beloved! Farewell, Purgatory.
More! The endless graveyard. The present. My recent loss of control. Is there anything in my past that could be related to it? What is the defining moment of my plunge into darkness? It must have been when my mother left me. I was so young. Oh, hold on. Let's get this right. Medieval Europe, 1485 AD. Not so long ago, but long ago. You have my dolly mother? Yes, Hope. As long as you have her, everything will be all right. That's right, shh, child. If... Let me try that again. That's right, shh, child. If he should find us running away, I fear of what will happen. Wait around the corner, Hope. Cover your ears and sing a lullaby. I have something for your mother. It's a surprise. Yes, father. Get along, girl. Useless cow! You couldn't even sire me a son! Now you dare take my only offspring? Matthias, you've changed. This isn't you. Hush-a-bye, my baby, my baby, my baby. Hush-a-bye, my baby, go to sleep tonight. Your life is useless to me, Marion! Mother! I never knew what followed. I could only surmise. I will not allow your spirit safe passage. No. I think I'm supposed to read. We'll try this again. She left my side and my life became a living hell. Alone with Matthias and his legacy of evil. There was no reprieve. Even the villagers hated me. I was the demon lord's daughter. I will not allow your spirit safe passage. Your innocent spirit will be my bridge to the other world when the time comes. Please, Lord, without your help, the children will go hungry. I have no time for your useless prattling, Father Orbeck. We can't allow this to go on. The witch and her father, our time will come. I conjure thee here, invisible shadow. I call to thee, illuminators of darkness, destroyers of light. I call to thee by the name by which I was given. I ask thy gate to open. There was no reasoning with the villagers. I was blamed for all Matthias's wrongdoings, the coming of the plague, the deaths of the townsmen. I never knew peace in life, but I dreamed of it. Excuse me. When they murdered Matthias and sentenced me to burn, one overriding thought came over me. I wanted to live, no matter what the cost. I wanted life. But my words, learned from my demonic father, lay the groundwork for my eternal undoing, and to hell I came. Death, I learned, was the least of my problems. Matthias was just a vessel of greater evil, the father of all evil, Lucifer. My life was Lucifer's grand manipulation. I was Lucifer's pawn. My challenge was to take an innocent so pure and filled with light and make it a child of darkness. Welcome to the fold, dark child. Knowing desire equals power in hell, I made him pay. I absorbed Lucifer's soul, his essence, and stole his power. As long as living walk the earth, you will never, ever return to earth. And I've taken his challenge. I will live. I will have my life back. And I will never be controlled by anyone ever again. Wait, my enemy. Could it be Lucifer himself? Impossible. Above me a storm, but I did not will it. How conveniently your memory serves you. Such an innocent beginning. Poor Hope. You cannot accept the truth of your existence. Crack, crack. The endless graveyard itself raises up against me. Reveal yourself and taste steel forged in hellfire. You think me an unseen enemy. Ha! I am no enemy. I am your conscience. Brakadoom! I know the difference between what is real and what isn't. Yeah! Is that so? Are you sure? Have you forgotten you are in hell among the eternally damned? Of course, you've reshaped it to suit your needs. Your power is virtually infinite. But have you considered the consequence of your power? My sword, it's denied me. Where am I now? Trapped in a void? I feel helpless, like my former self, like Hope. Perhaps you've reshaped the truth as well. Let us travel back to the reality of your life, Lady Death. Do you recall the campaigns with your father? The massacres? He was gathering souls to feed the lords of hell. In turn, they would build an army to vanquish Lucifer himself. Ching! Die! It was convenient to steal away the village's men and sacrifice them in battle. So far from the village, no one was the wiser. Slack! That's right, daughter. Strike. Do you feel the power? I do, father. I do. Die, infidel. Swoosh. Ah! Good work, Hope. It was my absolute pleasure, father. I conjure thee here before me, invisible shadow. I call to thee, illuminators of darkness, destroyers of light. I call to thee by the name by which I was given. I ask thy gate to open, open to me. As the fallen soldier's souls moved towards heaven's gate, you interceded, you absorbed, and corrupted them. Feed on their pathetic souls, demon. Feed well. Mistress, your loyalty will secure a place among the family of darkness. As it should be. Ha, no! I had no designs to rule hell. I detested my father. How can you be so sure? You rule hell, do you not? You are capable of great evil. Though you, through your earthly emissary, Ernest Fairchild, you are partly responsible for 80 million deaths. I was cursed by Lucifer. I was cursed by Lucifer. As long as the living walk, I will never return home to Earth. It's the only way. Evil Ernie! Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Once Evil Ernie Fairchild was simply a disturbed youth abused by his parents, a faceless statistic, desperate for salvation from a world that was too busy to care. But some supernatural tampering during an experimental dream probe led to his arcane ability to reanimate and control the dead. It also led to the special bond he shares with Lady Death. In short, he can visit her in his dreams. Evil was everything Lady Death could hope for. Through him and his adrenaline-fueled desire for Megadeth, she saw the means for her to return to Earth. But for weeks now, Evil Ernie Fairchild has had no luck contacting Lady Death. Purgatory has seen to that. Lady Death? Lady Death? Though he is unaware of it, the bond that ties them together has been severed, now and forevermore. This bites, man! Ah, I can taste your thoughts, my delectable goddess. Let your blood boil with fiery emotion as I feed the flames of discontent. I've prepared you, simmered you, and now a war wages within you. Perfect. Ever since I drank Lucifer's blood, I knew the difference. The power of a god's blood in turmoil exceeds all description. And now I will need that power. We'll try that one again. And I know I will need that power. Because after I've drained you, goddess, I will use my newfound power to liberate Lucifer's soul, trapped within you, and make his power my own! You doubt your motives, Lady Death? Are you saying you were a good person? You recall letting the plague loose in your village? No, that's a lie! Come now, you are the queen of all that is dead and dying! All things that I held dear were denied me by the villagers. They gave no quarter. They killed my dearest friend, Agnes! Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead! It's a plague! A plague, I tell ya! I lived a life of torment, but I did not spread the plague. I tried to help, but the villagers would have none of it. You poor, deluded creature! Can't you see the truth? The voice. It's confusing me. I know this isn't the truth. Or is it? It's been so long. Look at her, lost child. She's starting to believe. It's almost too easy. I read her mind and reshape the truth. She's led a tragic life, much like my own. But no matter! Your confusion charges your blood. I can barely resist. Oh, I will feast on you, my dear Lady Death. And we are so close. Remember your day of reckoning? The plague was the last straw. The villagers claimed your father. For your sins of your father and sins of your own, you will die tonight. Burn, burn the witch! Crack! And sentenced you to burn. Witch! Please, you don't understand. Stop, please. Burn the witch. Burn, witch, burn, burn. All right then, you want fire? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Run, run for your life. Ha ha ha, I shall give you fire. And so you made the villagers pay for murdering your father. Do you remember the pleasure it gave you? Hell is upon us. By the time you were finished, all that was left of the village was a smoldering husk. Ah, run! She's the devil's child! Your blood is boiling. Good. Now, my lovely, I will send you over the edge. Accept it. You are a thing of pure evil. Any notions you've had of a tortured past have been convenient lies. You've always been evil. Always. Always evil? 10 years ago today, Mother, you died. Hope? Father? Celebrating the anniversary, I see. You made me so happy that day, Hope. When you slit your mother's throat, darkness reigned. It was my most profound pleasure, Father. I began to believe you, but now you've gone too far. You're not my conscience. Whoever you are my enemy. And I will be in prison no longer. You tried to twist my life story, but no one can change the truth. Crack! Crack! My father, manipulated by Lucifer, murdered my mother. I was beaten. I was tortured. I was an outcast in my village. When I forsook my humanity and was sentenced to hell, all I cherished was stolen from me. Crack! Yes, I may be a thing of evil now, but not then. I'm too close to lose her now. And no matter what spell you weave, nothing will take away the most sacred truth of all. I loved my mother. I loved her dearly, and I will not have her spirit desecrated. Face me, coward, and feel my wrath. Perhaps I was hasty, pushed her too far, but now I know her mother. Her mother is the key. I'll wrap her sweet little mother's astral image around myself, and she'll never be the wiser. This charade has gone on too long. Now it will end. Mother, it's the Phantom. I'm sure of it. I laid my mother's soul to rest eons ago. I saw her travel through the Nexus to Heaven's Gate. Hope, please, it's me. I've never known eternal peace. As I passed through the gate, she captured me. She used me to travel to this realm. How could I make you believe me? What would you and I alone recall? Of course, you were barely 6 years old when we fled the castle, away from your father. You asked me to hold on to your doll. This doll! Everything would be all right as long as I held on to your doll. But your father, you know what he did. And nothing has been right since. Oh, Mother, I've missed you so, and I've missed you, dear. Everything will be all right now, child. Everything will be all right. Next, the final sin.
Oh, hold on. We straight up passed the whole cover. Covers are the best part, aren't they? Always looking ravishing.
Mother! Hope, please, it's me. I've never known eternal peace as I passed through Heaven's Gate. She captured me. She used me to travel to this realm. How can I make you believe me? Oh, we've already went through this. Everything would be alright as long... Okay. It's just another way of showing what we've already seen. A recap. Okay! A lot of small words. Imposter! SWAT! I laid my mother's soul to rest eons ago. I watched her spirit pass through the nexus of all things to Heaven's Gate. How dare you masquerade as her! Face me, coward! I discovered long ago that the blood of a god... I discovered long ago that the blood of a god in turmoil is charged with power beyond comprehension. All is not lost, but it would appear that the time for subtlety is over.
And, yeah, you can't. That's one thing you can't do.
Damn it all, my elaborate ruse was not as clever as I thought.
Oh, see how they don't really match? I mean, it's hard to get the art just right, unfortunately.
My plan was designed to drive Lady Death to the brink of sanity and let her blood boil with uncertainty. Then I would take her, feed on her blood. After I fed on her, I would use my newfound power to liberate Lucifer's soul, trapped within her, and make his power my own. We shall meet again, my delectable goddess. Gone? Do not hide from me, demoness. Show yourself. So finally I meet the enemy that has plagued me of late, or have I? Is this just another strand in the web she weaves? Bah! Until her blood stains my sword, I'll know not what to believe. Krakoom! That's actually Krakakoom, but whatever. Some time ago, on the edges of the endless graveyard where even monstrosities fear to tread, something resides here. I hear his thoughts, his torment, his despair. You are Lady Death's only ally in her war against Lucifer, but she forgot you, abandoned you, left you for dead. Yet you survive, clinging onto your existence, rotting here, hoping that your love for her would one day be returned. How noble you are, Cremator, to think you were once the weaponsmith for the most vile archdukes of hell. You've returned, Purgatory, Lucifer's beloved, but you disappeared? Ha! Lucifer banished me after I tried to suck his blood. Though you try to persuade me, I harbor no malice toward Milady Death. Well, I can correct that, I assure you. The present. Running through the endless graveyard as the river Styx. It is rumored that one may drown an enemy here and force the truth from them. How ironic that Purgatory, the manipulator of the truth, would encamp here. I gave you everything I had, and what did it mean to you? Nothing! I crossed the father of lies, Lucifer, and dedicated myself to your cause, yet you casually tossed me aside. The weapon I forged contains my hatred for you, Lady Death. A hatred that's lasted a millennia. Clang, clang, fzzz. Trust my sword is ready, slave. Excuse me. I trust my sword is ready, slave. Yes, m'lady, as you've commanded. Forged in hate and unholy hellfire, it is certain to fulfill your deadly purpose. Every woman should have a so obedient a slave. I would do anything to please you, m'lady. My spell works well on him, if only I can control Lady Death as easily. I've no choice but to prepare for battle. This sword will be the perfect conduit to liberate Lucifer's soul from Lady Death. Her blood so sensual, so intoxicating. She is so naive for one with so much power. A war is coming, the judgment era for the fallen angels. I need her power. Cremator, go now, pay our Lady Death a visit. Yes, m'lady. Gladly. Lady Death's mausoleum mansion. I am a prisoner in my own realm. Once the endless graveyard was hell, Lucifer's domain. But I fixed that. I stole his soul and made his power mine. Then I transformed all around me to suit my needs. I was cursed by Lucifer to remain here, trapped, never to return to Earth until the living are extinguished. A lonely existence, to be sure. But I've taken his challenge, I will have my life back, and I will not be manipulated ever again. Yet these recent attacks bring me back to my early days. I feel so helpless, like my former self, like hope. Crack! She's lived in luxury while I languished near dead. I was played for a fool. Crack! All that will change. Finally, I will have my vengeance!
Oh, look at that.
Yet another phantasm? And posing as my old ally, Cremator, no less. It is impervious to my sword.
Correct.
Can it be him? For sham!
Ruff-ka-gam!
No, I lost Cremator in my crusades eons ago. My enemy, she sees into my mind. All I hold dear is like a tapestry she weaves to her advantage. And my secret thoughts are brought to light. I searched for Cremator, but never found him. She fights me with my deepest regrets. Kakoom! I'm not stopped so easily, Phantasm. Vroom! And I tire of your infusion.
Yeah!
Shucks! Where am I?
M'lady Death.
M'lady, she's back. She was controlling me, made me hate you.
Who?
Purgatory, Lucifer's beloved.
I could never hate you, m'lady. The sword, beware the sword.
Cremator!
Forget him, my sweet.
So you finally rallied the guts to reveal yourself, coward. You're no longer content to hide in the shadows and twist the truth of my life. Purgatory, that is your name, is it not? Or is this another subterfuge? I sense it is not. I sense in you desperation. Damn her, I need her blood. I've peered inside your mind and tasted such fragile emotional delicacies. It makes me want you even more. I know you inside and out, Hope. I've come to adore you. Nevertheless, you will be mine. On the edge of the endless graveyard, they've laid in wait. But now, sensing jeopardy for their mistress, Lady Death, the nameless wolves reappear. If you're holding my mother's spirit captive, you shall pay dearly, Purgatory. Can you be sure your mother is resting in heaven, darling? Yes, that is it. Let anger cloud your reasoning while I subdue you with my lasso of blood. Ah! Visargo, to me now! Rawr, rawr. Rawr, rawr. Ha ha! This should take the fight out of you. Imagine the unconquerable queen of all that is dead and dying, dragged through the dirt. Ha ha ha! Chomp, chomp. What? Wolves bit through my lasso? My nameless wolves, I thought I lost you. Welcome to battle. Steady, Visago. That's it. Steady. Now, Purgatory, let's see how you fare in an equal battle. Excuse me. Let me try that again. Now, Purgatory, let us see how you fare in an equal battle. Remember, Hope. You succumbed to my ruse. I manipulated you. You tasted fear. I violated your mind. You are my submissive. Well, little goddess, I'm waiting. I'm so close to her. Her blood boils. Oh, the blood. Fresh blood. I must have it. Purgatory, you will pay. You delved into the depths of my mind like none before, and for that I'm going to reward your insolence with a slow and painful death. Don't scurry away, Hope. I'm not done with you. Come on, come on. Move, Visago, move. How pathetic she leads with her anger. I'll overtake her easily. A blood veil will blind her. Can't see. Visago! Visago! Damn it all! One by one, she's stealing everything from me. My control, my pride, my special bond with the evil one. How can I possibly turn the tide? Silly little goddess, now you will be mine! She uses my anger against me. Two can play that game. So you've come for your lover's soul, is that it? You've come for Lucifer. Rawr! 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 Lucifer stole away my life for his own amusement. She thinks I intend to save Lucifer. Ha! And for that I made the sovereign of all evil pay. You know that's my wedding dress you're wearing? Too quick. No time. Too... I don't appreciate that! Thunk! Ah! It is futile to resist. My blood bonds will keep you where I need you. I can't move. I transformed the entire face of hell for my purposes. I've reigned in hell while your pitiful beloved remained trapped inside me, a slave to my whims. I was his pawn for a short time, but he's been my pawn for over 400 years. You think I'm here to free Lucifer's soul? You think he's my beloved? Ha ha ha! Pitiful! You fail to grasp the scope of the situation. Truth be told, you are more to my liking, goddess, but this isn't about attraction. It's about power. No! Your blood is as sweet as I imagined. I feel renewed. All I ever wanted from Lucifer was his blood and his soul. Strange for one so powerful, you lack the universal view of the gods. The winds of war are coming. A struggle for dominance among the fallen angels. May the fiercest prevail. Feel weak, violated, can't focus, must prevail. The father of lies will meet his match. Now I will have his soul. The blood bonds, they're strengthening. I'm immobile. I must thank my slave, Cremator. He forged this weapon so I may liberate Lucifer's soul from within you. Your blood serves as a perfect conduit. I've imagined this moment for eons. Ever since I ensnared Lady Death's mother on her way to Heaven's Gate, I stole her thoughts, learned her story. Ugh, damn her, must focus my energies. No, ugh, what? By all that's unholy. What? He's not here. Excuse me, he's not there. Lucifer's soul, it's not within you. No, you lie, deceiver. That's it. Focus the energy. Prevail. It's unfathomable, isn't it? I control Lucifer's soul. I reign in hell. Damn the confusion. The time of lies and manipulations are over, Purgatory. He's not there, I tell you. What is real and what is not, I cannot tell. But finally, I will have answers. Kraboom! The river Styx. She'll be forced to reveal the truth. It must be another lie. I can't consider the alternative. I defeated the father of lies. I vanquished him. Gah! This madness must end. Swak! Tell me, for once and for all, tell me the truth. Yoke!
Rawr, rawr. Ah.
Lucifer's soul is not within you. It never was.
Next, divine damnation. Ooh, it's purgatory. It's like a puppet on string. The endless graveyard. Running through it is the river Styx, and it's rumored that one may drown an enemy here and force the truth from them. And the truth is just what Lady Death needs. Moments ago, her vampiric enemy, Purgatory, told her that Lucifer's seal was not trapped with her. All that Lady Death believed to be true for the last 400 years was shattered. Oh, I'm sorry. I said that completely wrong. We've got to redo that. At that second, all that Lady Death believed to be true for the last 400 years was shattered. For the endless graveyard was once hell, Lucifer's domain, but Lady Death rose up, conquered the father of lies, and absorbed his soul into her. Or did she? That remains the question. Purgatory, you've lied to twist my... Excuse me. Well, she has lied, but that's not what we're getting at here. Purgatory, you've tried to twist my life story. You've lied to me. You've manipulated me. You drank my blood. I want the truth and I want it now. Where is Lucifer's essence? What's this feeling so foreign to me against my will? I'm compelled to reveal the truth. Tell me. It is not a lie. Lucifer's essence is not within you. It never was. Where is it? I do not... Tell me everything. The river, it's working. I was what lowly humans refer to as a vampire. It was the height of the great Egyptian era. Kersplash! But I tired of thin human blood. I detest humanity. I sacrificed thousands to appeal to the destroyer of paradise, Lucifer. One night he came. But it was his blood I wanted. The blood of the darkest god. Once it was inside me, I was invigorated, and I learned a secret. The blood of a god in turmoil contains power beyond belief. Begone! Lucifer was torn. He could have destroyed me easily, but I am offspring of the fallen angels, after all. He is a tad sentimental towards his brethren. He banished me through the nexus of all things, a gateway to the infinite. I came to Necropolis, home to a sect of Roman deities. Lucifer was kind. I was free to drink the blood of gods for 1,000 years. Yet I grew bored. These were placid demigods. They lacked the fire I lusted for. But I was trapped. For unknown reasons, I couldn't travel through the Nexus. Lucifer's punishment, perhaps? There are endless unknown properties to the Nexus, and no one, nothing I've encountered, has the key to it. Eons later, an opportunity came. It was the Nexus. I was joined by my faithful pet, a chimera.
There I found your mother, Hope. She was inches from heaven's gate. She never made it to heaven. I denied her. Chimera, grab her. I read her mind. I learned of you, your tortured past, your conquest of hell, your most intimate thoughts. Your soul was laid bare to me, and I desired your power. But I had to be patient. I learned that the Nexus requires balance. I reconciled myself. It would take time. Please, Goddess, take my blood. No, mine. 400 years passed. Each day I visited your mother, learning more about you, checking on the Nexus balance, biding my time. Then they came, the fallen angels. They were returning from the abyss to claim sovereignty over everything. That day signaled the beginning of the Judgment Era. My kingdom was perhaps the first to fall. I suspected they wanted me out of the game. Thoom! For they knew I, too, desired it all. Risking my existence, I used your mother's soul as my bridge back to hell. Please, please, release me, please. I only want eternal rest. Silence! And it worked. My plan to overtake you seems simple. Drive you to the edge. Prey on your weaknesses. Gorge on your blood. Liberate Lucifer's power and make it mine! Empower, I would face the countless fallen angels one by one. But alas, Lucifer's soul is not within you! Enough! I guided my mother's soul to heaven's gate. Yet you interceded. You used her. She's never known peace. Now you feel my wrath. Oh, excuse me. That was the wrong voice, guys. I got it. Ooh, excuse me. Might need some water after all this. Should have a bottle handy, but I don't. I guided my mother's soul to heaven's gate. Yet you interceded. You used her. She's never known peace. Now you feel my wrath. What? Krakoom! Krakoom!
Uh-oh. Such conceit. Such pride. You honestly believe you conquered the father of lies, little goddess? Ha 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 ha!
Ugh! Dear Lord, Lucifer? I'll end this quickly.
Ha ha ha! For sham!
My sword? Gone? I defeated you before, I can do it again!
Ugh! Shut your mouth, child. You are a rebellious creature, I'll give you that.
Lord, please,
but you're not too bright. Demons, to me now! Dear Purgatory, by revealing my absence, you force my hand. I don't appreciate that. I'll deal with you later.
Take pity!
So, little goddess, you imagine yourself to be the queen of all that is dead and dying. Crack, crack. How amusing. Let me show you the reality. Crack, crack. Is that your mansion in the distance?
Of course it is, and it's surrounded by your endless graveyard. The testament to your commitment to extinguish the living, is it not?
Oh, your mansion. Your graveyard is obliterated. Koom! In a few seconds, I've undone all you believe that you've accomplished. Crack, crack. It took little effort on my part. Go on, try to change it back. Desire equals power in hell, does it not? So many questions. Such confusion. How unsettling it must be. You are a woman of such conviction, such vision, such control. Now do you realize the futility of your existence? You believe that you commanded your own destiny. You believe that you overcame the father of lies. Ha! It's time to forget everything you believed in. It's time I welcome you to hell. It was convenient to let you believe in yourself, but now you will conform. This is, after all, my domain. It always will be. Any questions, you may speak now.
It's all lies. Lies! Lies! Deceitful one! Unhand me so I may silence you!
You still fight! I suppose I should have expected this since I made you what you are.
No!
Bow before me, dark child.
I am your master. Never, I will never give in. I control my own destiny. You control nothing. Damn you, I can't resist. Bow, I said. Show respect to your creator. Surrender. You will rue this day, Lucifer. Ah, there it is again, your foolish pride. Have you ever questioned your existence? You believed a mere girl could conquer the father of all evil? How ludicrous! Listen well. Before... Okay, yeah, we're going from up to down. Before time began, I was his highest official in the heavenly court. He called me Son of the Morning Light, the Light Bearer. But I crossed him. My crime? Pride. It's time you knew the truth, my pawn. As I've said before, my challenge was to take an innocent and make it a child of darkness. And I've accomplished just that. Oh, okay. So that goes first. And then it's a little confusing, the way it's set up. But obviously he's saying, foolish pride. Remember, that was Lucifer the Lightbringer, originally the most beautiful angel in heaven. My punishment. I was banished from heaven, never allowed to return. Many angels sided with me, followed me. We were fallen angels, broken angels. Traveling through the Nexus, we came to Earth. Some went their own way, never to be seen again. We all had our distractions. The fallen angels, lust filling their hearts, saw that the daughters of men were fair. I relished providing temptation, luring humanity away from his path. Oh, well, hold on. Let's get this again, the way the comic is read, you know, not perfect. Oh, no, I've done it right, because it's from here to there and then here. They coupled with them as they chose, but their union was damned. The women always gave birth to monstrosities. No, please, no, the pain! And so came the birth of evil, perversions of his creations. Rawr! Your daughter, sir, it's a vampire. What do we do, my lord? We shall raise her under cover of night. An evil has flourished for a millennia. Monsters, creatures of the night, they're called many things. I call them my own. But what drew me to you of all creatures? Your father and mother, a unique union. Your father, Matthias, was a sorcerer. 666th generation offspring of the fallen angels. Your mother, devoted child of light with a bloodline so pure, it reached to heaven. Wow. When you were born, you had both in you, heaven and hell. How could I not resist tempting you? I knew God was watching. I am loath to admit it, but I cannot create. I can only taint what he has created. Do you recall when last we met? You demanded your life back. When I learned I orchestrated all of your pain and suffering, you sought vengeance. I want my life back. Naturally, it is within my means. However, it is out of the question. Yet you forgot. I am the father of lies. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's still reading from panel to panel, so I guess we're supposed to go here. Let's do this correctly, or you guys will be confused as hell. Do you recall when last we met? You demanded your life back. When I learned I orchestrated all your pain and suffering, you sought vengeance. Yet you forgot. I am the father of lies. Never! You made a fatal mistake, deceitful one. You told me in hell desire equals power. I give you this last chance. Give me my life back. I want my life back. Naturally, it is within my means. However, it is out of the question. I curse you. As long as the living walk the earth, you will never, ever return home. Very well, I desire your power. You believe you stole my power. Ha ha ha, grand farce, you took my bait. I never died. You never absorbed my essence. I simply watched and waited for you to carry out your vendetta as I knew you would. You took my challenge believing it was your actions. You actually set out to wipe out all life on earth. Do you realize the impossibility of that mission? Of course not. Your heart is filled with pride. You planned on thwarting me. Ha ha ha. With your misguided earthly emissary, Ernest Fairchild, you've stolen 90 million lives.
Do you doubt your darkness? Oh, how he must feel.
Dead ones rule!
You had both in you, yet you chose the dark! I can feel your thoughts. Even now you don't mourn for the dead. It is your wounded pride you mourn for. You believed you were in control at all times. Untrue I am. You are my puppet. You do my bidding. I am your controller, your master, your destiny. I was just a pawn in his game to offend God. Crack. Could this be a lie? How did it all get this way? I thought my path to be a righteous one. What remnants of the graveyard rise against me? Niccolo, my former love. Can't resist. I led a life of misery, wrongfully hated by all around me. Darkness has always surrounded me. My father was a murderer, an abuser. He stole the only one dear to me, my mother. You were his to shape, always were. Darkness is your destiny. Surrender to the darkness. Niccolo, Father Orbeck, Cremator, where are you taking me? To your future. Can't resist, so helpless. It's clear now, during life I was content to play the victim. It was bred in me, the suffering, the torment. I knew no other course, I felt it, I deserved it. Don't fight anymore, Hope, let's go. It's time you take your place back by his... It's time you take your place by his side. You've earned it. We're all so proud, so proud. Give in, Hope, give in to what you are. Darkness, mother, please. No! Deep within the nightmare city of Dis, I trust you find the accommodations to your liking. Okay. I'm trying to figure this out. Be still your tongue, wench! I'm displeased with you, Purgatory. I showed you mercy a millennia ago, and how do you repay me? You forced me to show my hand, and Hope was doing so well for me, too. How shall I punish you? Oh, okay. That's weird. It reads like a backwards C. And she says, your mere presence is punishment enough. And then he says, be still your tongue, wench. Ah! Once in hell, I chose to fight, to take a stand, to control my destiny. I became the queen of all that is dead and dying. I was no one's puppet, or so I thought. Everything I believed was a lie. Lucifer was behind every move I made. I was always a victim. All hope abandoned. Relinquish. Give in to your darkness, for in truth you already have. Hell awaits. Can't resist. Surrender. Join us. I will return later for your answer. I could bend her to my will effortlessly, but the decision coming from her, the satisfaction will be so satisfying. Pride and magnificent folly, how well I know. Why fight the darkness? It's easier to give in. Surrender, so tired. Tired of fighting, alone. I could have chosen the light had I known. Mother, wherever you are, remember I've always loved you. I'm sorry. So tired. Can't fight. My curse. My destiny. Darkness. Surrender. Later. Have you chosen your path? I have. I am yours. Welcome to the family. Next, the conclusion. Hell's harrowing. Lady Death. Hughes 94. Once she was unconquerable, the queen of all that was dead and dying. Absolute ruler of the endless graveyard. No one, nothing could hope to control her. But then Lucifer revealed the shattering truth to Lady Death. Everything she believed in was a lie. Every tragic event in her life was orchestrated by Lucifer. And it was all a mere game to him. Tired of fighting, all hope lost, Lady Death surrendered to the darkness inside her and emerged through the depths of her despair as Lucifer's slave, Lady Demon. Purgatory! Our time of reckoning is near. Well, little goddess, I'm waiting. She is perhaps my greatest accomplishment, a child of light shaped into a creature of darkness. Flail her flesh, Lady Demon! The arena hasn't seen such a spirited battle in some time, eh, my lord?
Curious creature she is, yes. You interceded as I guide my mother's soul to heaven's gate. You denied her eternal rest. I may have chosen the darkness, but my mother earned peace. Where did you imprison her? You are a naive for one so powerful. What? Crack! I will die before I tell you. Tell me, damn you! Bam, bam, bam! Are you watching, Heavenly Lord? I've tainted one so close to your bloodline, swayed her away from your path. Yet I must admit, I suspect she clings to the last vestiges of your humanity. You refuse to reveal my mother's whereabouts? Very well. Death would be too kind. I'd prefer you suffer for the rest of your miserable existence. And there are fates worse than death, dear Purgatory. You begin your life on Earth, if I'm not mistaken. You were forced to satiate your vampiric thirst with human blood, and you detested it. You sought to be a goddess. Anything human was below you, wasn't it? Death! Killer! Kill! Ugh! You won't need godlike powers where you're going. Ah! Ah! There it is, the nexus of all things, a gateway to infinite dimensions. How ironic you used it to trap my mother's soul. Now I will use it to sentence you to the destination I am forever denied. Farewell, Purgatory. Meet your destiny. As Purgatory is hurled into the nexus, a sea of supernatural energy envelops her. Fushoom! Purgatory speeds towards a destination determined by the fates. A question remains. Is it by force of Lady Demon's will, or are there grander forces at play within the Nexus? Perhaps only time will tell. As the Nexus expels her, Purgatory gazes in pure horror. Where? Where am I? No, anywhere but here. Please, not Earth. No! You are brilliant, my lord. She's evil incarnate. How little you know, Archduke. Though she bears the trappings of evil, she isn't mine completely. But after tonight, she will be. Strange, it has been prophesied that one bearing the blood of heaven and hell shall herald the start of the judgment era in hell. Dare I tell Lucifer? I think not. He he he, ha ha ha. Why do you laugh, jester? Oh, nothing, nothing, sire. Welcome to the fold, dark child. Hear, hear. Hail, Lady Demon. Let the festivities begin. Visit my chamber later. I shall, master. Later, as Lady Demon prepares herself for Lucifer, it's time to slip into something more demonic. Aru! Aru! What? That sound. Can it be? Roar! My nameless wolves are beckoning me. Dare I follow? Something tells me I must. That glow, how strange. Familiar. Cremator! Before you fully give to Lucifer's dark ways. Let's try that again. Before you fully give yourself to Lucifer's dark ways, my lady, behold! Mother! Yes, it is me, Hope. I am sad to say I am disappointed in you. Is this truly what you want, to succumb to Lucifer's bidding? I thought better of you. You fought for your independence for so long. I understand you are weary, but there's always hope. I was always his victim. Lucifer can't create child. He can only distort what the Creator has made. By resisting him, you deny him. No, I was a fool to believe I could conquer Lucifer. My pride clouded my reason. Lucifer was ousted from heaven because of his pride. He used your pride against you. You are a pawn in his game to offend God, and he is succeeding. Deny him. You have a destiny beyond being a siren in hell. Now is not the time to relinquish hope. He is unstoppable. Perhaps he is. I can help. Absorb my spirit. Take my angelic energies. If I absorb your spirit, you'll never make it through heaven's gate. I'm not worthy to pass through the gate. Hope, we've been through so much, and it's all his fault. It's time to end it, no matter the cost. You're right. I can't hide behind this facade anymore. It is better to die free than to live as a slave. We may aid you, m'lady. Her angelic energy, so foreign, the pain, unbearable. Don't know if I can go through with this, but I must. This I have to do on my own. Later in Lucifer's chamber. Knock, knock. Enter. Really, we have to knock on the door? There's something different about you, dark child. Good evening, my lord. I've come to serve you. Now is the time. Oh, okay. So it's weird how that is. Now is not the time for conversation, lord. Indeed. Must act quickly. He'll know. He'll sense the energies. I defy you, Lucifer. I'll channel Mother's angelic energy straight into his black heart. Ah! It's working. It's stopping him. Traitorous vixen, I shall... Ah! How dare you defile me! Ka-doom! Crack! Bang! Bang! Unbelievable, his power. Unimaginable. What are my chances for survival? I am doomed. Have you forgot who you are toying with? I am your master. I am your controller. I am your destiny. I refuse you. I am yours no longer. We shall see. I've obliterated all you consider to be reality. Don't you realize the futility of your actions? I am all. You can't control me if I don't allow it. I won't. Ah! Shut your mouth, child. Be still. To control you takes the slightest effort on my part. You are nothing in my realm. Nothing. Must rally my energies. Bring Mother's angelic energy to the forefront. Choom. Is that your best destroyer of paradise? You will pay for your indiscretion. You will suffer 10,000 deaths. You will beg to return to my side. You will crave darkness. Never again, Lucifer. Shathoom. Crack. Ah! Lucifer wins only if I let him. I choose if I win or lose. You are nothing. Kang Soup Splat. Ah! You control nothing. I made you! No chance of defeating him, but I will die resisting his will. Therein lies our victory, mother. Huh? Whack, whack, whack. The endless graveyard, what's left of it, remains mine to rule. Resist. Must resist. No distractions. Run for cover. Lucifer is in a blood rage. You will be mine. Retreat. She resists his will. How is this possible? What manner of woman is she? They head for the Nexus. The prophecy. There is no stopping what can't be stopped. Bizap, bizap. Ay! Ah! Crack, crack, crack. Have you learned the folly of your ways? Give up, hope. Join me. No stopping what can't be stopped. He's right. Maybe he can be deterred, but how? Of course, the Nexus. Only way. Visago, to me now. Centuries ago, I bestowed upon you great power. But now you seek to cross me, to embarrass me for all hell to view. Now I will have that power back. Visago! Blazing through the sky at speeds unimaginable, he comes. Visago, Lady Death's trusted steed. We are ready, my lady, ready to make the ultimate sacrifice. No, the power is mine. For a time I was content to hide behind my demonic persona to escape the pain of truth. You've taken everything from me, Lucifer. You stole my life. You robbed my pride. You vanquished any chance I had at redemption. But I let it happen. I was weak. I was your victim. I realize that now. The pain. Little strength left. Slap. So be it. Visago, to the Nexus. The only thing I have left is my dignity. And no matter the outcome, whether I cease or endure, you will remember you couldn't steal my dignity. Yeah! I am your victim no longer. Wham! Not so fast, Lady Death. You can't escape me. I am the inevitable. This is a fool's errand. Throwing him into the Nexus doesn't solve anything. He'll come back. He's the father of lies. He always comes back. So tired, weak, nothing left. Ah, 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 ah. Why did I choose you? You are not worthy to be in my grace. Not worthy. Not worthy, that's it. We would have vanquished everything together. Heaven's gate. Only those worthy can pass through the gate. Lucifer's not worthy. It says, do this. There it is. Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, we've got this right, guys. There it is. Can see it out of the corner of my eye. No energy left, but I must dig deep. Summon enough to do this. Crack. Go meet your maker, Lucifer. No! Shrek. Doom! Wham! She defeated Lucifer. Impossible, but true. M'lady, let me help you. Can do it. Let me help you. M'lady, ugh. No, I will do this on my own. She forced him through Heaven's Gate. No thing of evil can survive that. Not even the father of lies. I may be cursed. No truer words may be said. But my destiny is mine. We have a new ruler, and judgment, era, and hell has begun. I am finally free. Thank you, Mother. Next, Lady Death, The Odyssey. So she's won. She actually banished Lucifer through the gates of heaven. It was a hell of a surprise, right? It was a twist, and then she may have really actually won this time. I don't know, guys. But we'll find out next week. Well, not sorry. We'll find out next month what happens to Lady Death at Grimm's Comics Corner with Lady Death.